Thank you very much for coming tonight, and my guess would be many of you will be coming these next 3 days from tonight until Easter Sunday as we celebrate the Paschal Triduum, the holiest days of our faith. As we enter into these holy days tonight, let us allow the Lord to form us. As we pray, as we make present all that Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago to save us, let's also allow him to touch our hearts and minds so that we will be different 3 days from now, so that we will be changed and be more like him come Easter Sunday. This evening, Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper is about the Eucharist. As a parish and a diocese, we have been focusing on the Eucharist these past several years and growing in our love of the Lord at Mass and in the Blessed Sacrament. We've been coming to understand more deeply what the Mass is all about, how it's about worshiping God, which we want to do with zeal and great reverence and great love. The Lord, though, takes us even further than that. Christ desires to form us into his own image, us, not just the bread and wine. He wants us to become ever more like him. He wants us to become the body of Christ, his presence in our world. So let's pay attention tonight and in these coming 3 days to how the Lord desires to do that, how the Lord desires to form us into his image. So what did Jesus do? What was the last meal of the Son of God? It wasn't in some grand castle with tens of thousands of followers. It wasn't filled with the richest food from all the different parts of the world. It was a simple Passover meal, a prayer, focused not on himself, but focused on his Father and all that God has done for his people. He invited not the rich and the powerful, the ones others would want to impress. They weren't there that night. He invited those who were around him, those he was forming, those who had relied simply on the charity of others to eat for the past 3 years. He invited the one who that night he knew would deny 3 times even knowing him. He invited the ones who would fall asleep rather than being able to spend 1 hour in prayer in the moment of his great anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane. He invited the one who was in the process of betraying him. As he gathered that group together, what did he do? He did not have them all gather around and tell him how great he was. He did not look for them to bow down and pay homage to him. No. Instead, he served them he took off his garment and he washed their feet. Then he said, as I have done, so you should do.